Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, the executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor. I am here today with Mike Sabatis as a part of our vendor executive predictions. You can go online or get our print issue in December to see what the executive predictions are, but I'm coming to you live today with Mike from the CCH Users Conference just outside of Washington. So welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Darren. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
Well, Mike, for those of you who don't know him, which I doubt there's many, is the president of CCH. And this Users Conference has been a fantastic conference. I've been here for the last couple of days, and CCH is unveiling several new products. So, Mike, why don't you just kind of give us an overview of what you guys have been doing?
Well, it's been a really busy 2009. We've rolled out more new products this year than I can think of in the history of any company that I've worked with in this industry. We rolled out IntelliConnect earlier in April. We've just surpassed 110,000 users this past month, which is great exponential growth for us. But later this week, we release our next-gen platform, which is five core products. It's tax, document, practice management, and then a couple new products you're going to see, which is Workstream and standalone portals. And so we're really, really excited about the year. And like I said, this week's a big week for us.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm a practicing CPA, and I can't remember anything like this in my 25-year history. Just this much stuff coming out all at once. Your team has been working on this long and hard, I'm assuming, and they've done a great job because I've had the opportunity to play with several of the products.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, innovation doesn't happen overnight, and if you attended the conference this morning, I talked a little bit about that. You know, unveiling the products, there's a lot of fanfare, but there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes for a long time to get it out, and it's a big investment, and it's a lot of commitment from the employees at CCH, and I want to thank them for their commitment to get this done. But it's also a lot of customer interaction as well, and we spend a lot of time with customers in the development and deployment of these.
So the real release date, as I understand it, is October 30th, correct?
That's right.
So people will probably listen to this podcast subsequent to that. So all this stuff is going to be available for them to go to your website and get more information or call their sales rep. Is that the...
Absolutely. We've already got some information that's starting to hit the websites, and there'll be a full, complete package of understanding each level of product, what its capabilities are, what its integration points are, how to deploy it, how to use it. So all that goes live on the 30th. There's a whole go-to-market strategy for that. And then in addition to that, all of our salespeople, our marketing people, and our customer support people are all ready to take calls on it.
Well, part of what we wanted to accomplish today is sort of looking at 2009 as a year in review, and also talk about what you see the executive or your executive predictions are for 2010. So obviously 2009 has been a great year for you guys, and you've done a fantastic job. So let's just kind of review that and make sure our listeners understand what it is that you guys really are just now rolling out.
Sure. I think, you know, first off, 2009, from everybody's standpoint, economically was a challenge for, I think, for our profession. I think a lot of CPA firms took a long, hard look at what they are doing in the profession, how they manage their firms, the employees that they hire and the employees they keep. It has been a challenge for, I think, everybody in corporate America and also in our profession as well. But one of the things that I think we learned a long time ago is that, you know, in critical times like this, when times are down, investment is key. And I would say that our level of investment this year went up so much compared to some of the other years because what we saw in this down economy was an opportunity. And that's how we got these products out the door. And I think from a CPA firm standpoint and the profession standpoint, now's the time for them to look at investments as well, investments in their people and training and understanding how they operate. And I think it's the best time to invest in them now because the economy will change. And the clients of the CPAs are going to look for more and more information from them. And so what I see is investment is critical. And I think they have to invest in their clients as well. I hear that from everybody at the conference here. If I talk to one customer, I've talked to 100, and they've all said they're spending a lot more time with their clients to make sure that they over-service them now in time of need because they're going to reap the benefits when we come out of this economy.
Well, oftentimes, in the investment world, you hear the time to invest is when the market's down.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're supposed to have the confidence.
Right.
So you guys have obviously been doing that.
We're all in.
Yeah, you guys are all in, and it looks fantastic. So what do you see the big things were for 2009 from the accountant's perspective? What were the things they should have been thinking about?
I think, you know, one thing they have to be thinking about is how they service their clients into the future. There's a lot of changes going on. There's regulatory change always. There's needs for business planning. And I think the one thing a CPA firm brings to any of their clients is that visionary process of understanding what they should be doing in their business today so they can succeed later on. I mean, from how you structure a business, how you structure an acquisition, how you might, you know, take a business out of, you know, out, how you might go public. There's a lot of different things that you go to your CPA for advice. You know, your tax structures are critical. And the choices they make today will impact them not only next year, but the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. So I think that's what firms should be doing today. And I really think that's what clients are asking for. I think the other thing is there's no better time than now to look at your investments and the technology needs you have for your people. If anything you don't want to do is you don't want to cut out productivity from your staff. So that investment in staff and technology and the enablers to get this type of work done is kind of critical. That's how I see it.
You guys have a very nice white paper that you distributed here, which I found a lot of value in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is available online at all?
Absolutely. You can go to cchgroup.com. And I'm trying to remember the website now.
Well, it's,
I'll think about it. We'll post it for you.
That would be great.
And we can think post it's high performing. That's it. CCHgroup.com. / high performing.
It's a great white paper, and it talks about some of the trends.
Yep.
And the things that you guys see that high performing firms are doing. A couple of things that caught me a little bit off guard in there. I thought that the adoption of portals would be greater than it is today, because you know, I think we reach real efficiencies when we're sharing. And your whole theme of your conference is to get connected.
Right.
And I know that you're also projecting. Or it looks like from the surveys that you've done that firms are going to be adopting that fairly quickly from the accounting spaces standpoint. So what I'm seeing is that the adoption that accountants are doing, it seems like they're adopting technologies a bit faster today than they have in the past. Do you see that?
I think so, and I think the technologies are helping them do that. You know, and when we did the survey, there was three things that came out to me from an enabling technology, and there's really all the emerging technologies out there. And if you look at things like SaaS applications, client portals, and knowledge management, they were scheduled to grow, and this was based on high-performing firms and their expectations. They were scheduled to grow somewhere between 40 and 150% over the next 3 years in those three categories. So what that tells me is there's going to be a lot more investment. But what you said is very true. Not many firms have implemented that today. Client portals might be the most implemented of all three of those, but you're going to see a big adoption rate coming up in the next 3 years. And I think it's important to understand that CCH is ready for that. We've got products in the SaaS environment in all of those areas. We're ready to go to market today with that, and so customers can begin using that whenever they're ready. And we're going to continue to invest in it in the future. You know, we've partnered with some of the largest organizations in the world who are focused on cloud computing and software as a service, companies like Microsoft and IBM. And when those guys invest in it, you know it's for real, and they put massive investments, billions of dollars. So what does that mean to the CPA firm? It means that there's going to be more productivity tools for them, faster deployments, less infrastructure on their part. There's a lot of advantages for them. I think the biggest thing with cloud computing, though, and what we see is that it levels the playing field for the largest CPA firms to the small CPA firms. They can get the same technology at their desktop without all the infrastructure costs and hiring all the IT professionals. So it really levels the playing field for client service.
Well, certainly the world is becoming flat.
Yes.
Apparently there was a good book about that. But so for 2010, what do you see, what kind of adoption do you see happening in 2010? Any new technologies, things we should be paying attention to in the coming year?
Well, I think a couple of things. First, let's look at the economy. I personally think we're going to see slow, consistent, steady growth through the first probably 6 months of 2010. And then I think you're going to see it ramp up a little bit faster. I don't think it's going to be exponential growth, and we're not going to see everything turn around overnight, but I think we're going to continue to see steady growth in all of the marketplaces. And so what will that do? Well, I think it will create, I think, a bigger need for spending and investment from corporations and from businesses all over the globe. I think you'll see global economies change as well, again, and that's slow, steady growth. So we have to be prepared to take advantage of that. And, you know, when you ask about new technologies, well, I've got 11 new products that go to market this year using all the new technologies. And I think the biggest technology that we see, and again, it goes back to investment, is this software as a service application and computing in the cloud. So you're going to start to see firms adopt that at a much faster rate. I would say the next 2 to 3 years, and again, this is just, you know, my insight and what I think. I think you'll see 60% of the CCH customers using our SaaS applications. That's a big, big change. And I think what we see from the industry standpoint is probably a 55% when you look at where corporate America is today. But I think people will recognize the value of it and begin to make that migration. So what happens in 2010? I think there's going to be a lot of investigation of those technologies, a lot of setup from the firm standpoint to understand what the advantages are. And I think they're going to have to do a little bit of homework of how they deploy that. But when they're ready, rest assured, CCH is ready to take them.
You know, I can't think of a better time. I've been practicing for 25 years. I can't think of a better time to be in the profession. I remember how difficult some of these challenges were 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And today, I mean, this whole software as a service model, you know, any small firm can enter this game now with very limited upfront investment.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so exciting for them, because they can have all the technology, all the back-end structure, and they can take off with the big guys from day one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I hope that you're right. I hope that that's what we see, because I think there's great advantages to that. Mike, thanks so much for your time today. It's great talking to you. You're certainly a leader in the profession, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate it, and I wish you the best.
Great. Thanks so much.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.